Daily Double Dungeon Radio Show. Double Dungeon Radio Show. It's Double Daily Double Dungeon, Tuesday, March 9th.
Yeah.
In the year 2525.
What?
Adi?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
This is Rafi.
How are you?
That is Adi.
Hi.
We are the hosts of this show.
Yeah.
And Adi?
Yes.
It's time. We're skipping the let's try something segment this week because I don't have anything to try. If you have a suggestion, give us a call. Write us an email. I don't have anything
soda?
To do. Oh, yeah. Let's do. Wait.
We have
can
something.
Can you grab it while I play the theme song? Okay, so this week our testing subject is Fanta. No sugar, first of all. That's the first thing I noticed.
First red flag.
This is an imported Fanta.
Thanks, Lorraine.
It says guess the flavor. I don't know if I want to guess the flavor.
What the Fanta?
So this is, who knows what this is?
Yeah, there are lots of question marks in the label.
Yeah, and it's no sugar is the most disconcerting
part.
Yeah,
it is disconcerting. It's right, green.
I'm opening it. Yeah, it's very, like, toxic green.
Be careful, don't do it over your keyboard.
All right, here we go. I'm going to take a sip. It's melon.
Oh, no, it is?
It's like...
Okay, I'm going to try it, but that worries me.
I think it's just cantaloupe. Melon.
Oh, man. Okay.
But it tastes like aspartame, which I don't like. I hate aspartame. Aspartame is so, like, bitter.
Ugh, that's so sweet.
It's sweet, but it's also bitter because of the aspartame.
Oh, yeah, aspartame's gross. Oh, okay.
Here, you can put the lid back
on. All right,
on
so
that.
We've tried it.
We tried that.
That's a sweet melony.
That's like a, I think that's a D. It's melony, but it's also, like, more than anything, it just tastes like aspartame.
It's everything that we don't like. Where is this even from? Europe.
Yeah. Not a great flavor.
All right. I love it. Guess the flavor. You guessed it.
Yeah. It's definitely like cantaloupe, right?
Some melon. Yes.
Yeah, it's some kind of melon. Not great. Not good.
Yeah. Oh, it's whatever this thing is, right? I don't know.
Well, what? What'd you point out?
Oh, wait, never mind. No, that's supposed to be a fruit.
It's supposed to be an orange. The logo is an orange, but no, it's definitely not orange flavor.
No, it's not.
Adi.
Yes.
That was not a good use of time. I have our phrase of the day. Maybe that can redeem us. Our phrase of the day. Sugar and spice and everything nice. They've decided to reboot. It's not a reboot. It's a sequel series for Powerpuff Girls?
It follows them as adults.
So it's a sequel series later on in their lives.
Yeah.
So instead of being cartoons, this time they're going to be portrayed by actual actresses.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure how I feel about this. It's a CW series. Let's just put that out there first.
Disillusioned 20-year-olds.
That's like Archie, right? Archie is a bunch of disillusioned.
They've got all those
slightly
DC.
Older.
Yeah. Things. Yeah, Riverdale, The Dark,
Powerpuff Girls are DC? Nancy Drew is DC?
No, I'm saying they have a bunch of DC shows, and they have things like Riverdale and The Dark
but
Nancy
it's,
Drew.
It's all like angsty
mid-20s
drama,
yes.
I feel like. Anyway, so they're redoing it. They've hired three new actresses to portray the Powerpuff Girls. I already see an issue in that one of them is supposed to be Asian, and there is no Asian actress, which, I mean... I think it's just going to be an issue down the road for them as a company or as a show. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to say that Buttercup could be anything.
But she's supposed to be Asian. You can tell. Anyway, another issue is that I have no idea how they're going to portray Mojo Jojo, who's the main series villain and one of the best villains. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's great.
And I'm also looking forward to seeing him.
Definitely.
The villain, him, because he was... so creepy that he even creeped me out when I was like a late teen and that show was on.
I know you're older than me. Yeah,
I was still disturbed by him. Him is very creepy. So we'll see. I'll give it a chance. when it comes out, we'll watch maybe
they're
an
just,
episode.
They're just doing the pilot now.
Oh, it's just a pilot?
Yeah.
Is it going to be on the actual TV show, or is this one of those online only streaming?
It would, if it makes it, it's going to be on the CW.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, good. I'm looking forward to it. Adi.
Yes.
We're all going to die. So it's been quite a week for Andrew Cuomo. He was coming under heavy fire for killing off everybody's grandmas by putting COVID positive people into the nursing homes. And he's managed to make everyone completely forget about that by harassing basically any woman that worked for him. And he's now on his, I think, fifth accuser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think today there was another one. So I think they're up to five women who have said that he was extremely inappropriate while working for him.
Or at another event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's already, I believe his team has already announced that he's not going to seek re-election, which he shouldn't have anyway. I mean, he shouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But I'm sure, like you said, I'm sure he's well on his way to running for president for the remainder of our lives.
I know. I'm like, he's not done.
He's not done. So Cuomo, everybody loved him and now everybody hates him. I never loved him to begin with. I always thought he was a jerk. Did you think he was a jerk?
I didn't think that much of him.
Yeah.
No, not that I thought little of him. I'm saying I just didn't think about him.
I don't even think about you. That's what Adi says.
Yeah.
I have a theory. This is based on absolutely nothing. I think that New York City indoors will be open at 50% capacity in restaurants and hot dog restaurants starting April 1st. That's my theory. What do you think about this theory?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think. Well, what day of the week is April 1st? That's part of it.
I don't know.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's just like
it'll be like the first week of April.
Bad
I think.
April Fools.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it'll be like they'll announce it literally 3 days ahead of time.
Yeah.
Everybody will be caught with their pants down and have to like rush out and order all kinds of beer that week. And then they'll be open the following weekend at 50% capacity. So that's my theory. We'll see if it turns out to be accurate. I'm going to play a button. I don't know what this button actually is going to play. What was that song for? I remember that.
What was that for?
I don't remember what that was. This is a great song.
I gotta
bring this song back. Okay, I don't know what that
one
does.
We have to figure out what... We have to go back to early Daily
this
Double.
This is early in the Daily Double. Yeah. So we'll have to... All right. So I'll figure that out. We can use that for something else. Adi, let's go on to the third part of this single segment. You're contagious. So theaters are open. Movie theaters.
Wow.
Very excited. We were going to go to Nighthawk, or we were talking about going to Nighthawk, and you realized that you don't even care if we go to Nighthawk cinemas.
Oh, yeah.
You care more if we can go get the popcorn at the theater, because they have like a popcorn with citric salt.
Yes.
It's like sour salt.
I don't know, but it's delicious.
It's like very tart.
Yeah.
It's like sweet tarts, but without the sweet. Anyway, so we'll have to go at some point and get you some popcorn. I think that's a great idea, especially because that way we don't have to pay $19 or whatever
for the ticket prices. Person, something ridiculous.
It's crazy. Adi?
Yes?
Let's talk just a little bit about politics. So Joe Biden's German Shepherd apparently bit somebody today.
Oh, I saw that.
And they're going to send him back
Major
to
Biden.
Delaware. Major? His name is Major?
Major Biden.
Major Biden.
Yeah.
Well, he's going back to Delaware, and the other dog is as well.
Yeah.
And conservatives and some progressives alike were quick to rush to the scene and say a dog is a reflection of their owner. And so by him biting people, it shows that Joe Biden is not a fit man to be president of the United States.
Like, who is saying that?
It was a lot of conservatives and some progressives as well.
So that's...
And I will say, as the owner of, when I remember when Max was getting old, he seemed extremely confused. I don't know how old this dog is necessarily.
Yeah.
But I remember he seemed very confused at times, and he was having trouble, and he was like very ashamed, like he would poop indoors and that kind of thing, because he just couldn't control himself. Yeah. So I'm willing to give this one time the benefit of the doubt to Joe Biden, even though I'm not a big fan of his.
No, you don't know what the situation was with the dog.
I don't know exactly what happened with the dog, but also, again, sometimes I don't know if it's the older one, because I know one of the dogs is older. So if it's the older one, I definitely give him a little bit of slack. Poor dog. Well, I hope they enjoy their time.
Yeah, back home.
Yeah, in Delaware. You're contagious. So the $1.9 trillion COVID bill passed through the Senate. Wow. They got it through, finally. We're going to get some stimulus checks. Are you excited for
that?
Oh,
we are?
Yeah.
I am.
$1,600. So,
what?
Yeah, I think it's the full 1600. Wait, is that right? I don't know. Maybe I'm making this up.
I don't know. I haven't been
following
it
because I've been too busy following the Dr. Seuss drama and the what's the other Mumford and Sons drama and
what?
Everybody's you didn't hear about Mumford and Sons?
No.
They Mumford and Sons liked a book by Andy Ngo, who is an alt-righty anti-Antifa guy. And so, therefore, everybody on the left, you have to hate Mumford & Sons now, which I'm fine with because I hate Mumford & Sons. And everybody on the right is running out and buying Mumford & Sons records to own the libs.
Because they clicked like on a thing?
He sent a tweet that was like, you know, congrats to this guy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then, so Dr. Seuss got canceled. Pepe Le Pew got canceled. What was the other? There was something else that got canceled. I'm making air quotes.
Yeah, I hate that.
And everybody's running out and buying all of the stuff that got canceled to own the lib. Like, oh, these Democrats are canceling everything. But that's the thing. It's like, this is just a money grab by the Dr. Seuss thing. They're the ones that decided they wanted to take it out of production.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, there was no scandal.
There's no scandal there. You just, yeah, it's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. But anyway, the point is, people have been so distracted this last week. I've heard hardly any criticism at all about the $1.9 trillion, whereas like Mitch McConnell wanted the bill to be $600 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we got a full $1.9 trillion because everybody's so busy being angry about Pepe Le Pew and whatever.
Nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense that they forgot to be angry about how much money is going out the door. So... This is a good strategy. Yeah,
I don't know what's in the bill.
This is a good strategy. So going forward, we just need to start canceling stuff that makes no sense. Oh, it was Mr. Potato Head. That's what I was thinking of. Remember?
Oh, I mean, it's not really canceled. It's like...
I canceled
it. It's like retired.
I didn't like that toy anyway, Mr. Potato Head.
Really?
I always thought it was kind of dumb. The original one, I actually think the original Mr. Potato Head looks more fun than the new ones. Because the old one... The parts are literally on tacks, and you just stick it into a potato, and it sticks in. Like, you use an actual potato.
Oh. Oh, so really?
I'm into that. I like that.
I didn't even remember that history.
Yeah. So, anyway. Dumb. Everybody's being stupid. That's the
That's a conclusion.
Yeah. Adi, let's go to the last segment, because I have a long story. But before my story, we have to get to the calls and emails.
Oh, hooray.
If you want to give us a call, as always, our phone number is... So we received a call this week from our best listener, Andrea.
Hi, Double Dungeon. This is Andrea in Greenpoint. Long time. Two things. Librarian Ari, your dad is right. DDC is a scam. Even Kramer on Seinfeld knew it. You can probably find that clip somewhere, but it's a scam. And second of all, Oprah, like, what was her crime supposed to be? Who did she pedophile? Is she a trafficker? Why did she have an ankle bracelet on? Like, I know it's not true, but I mean, like, what is her crime? I don't get it. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
That's right. Great.
So first things first, the Dewey Decimal System is a scam.
Yeah, confirmation.
Confirmed by somebody that works with the Dewey Decimal System.
Professional.
Professional. Second of all, Oprah is currently being held in Guantanamo Bay.
What?
Along with Ellen, Tom Hanks. what's Tom Hanks' wife? Rita
Wilson. Something.
Rita Wilson. Justin Bieber.
So this is like the name of some new fancy hotel.
Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah.
No. They're all being held
these
there.
These people?
Yeah, Donald Trump has all of these people. President Donald Trump has all of these people being held
right.
there.
Right. Yeah, we didn't report on the actual inauguration.
Well, because there was no inauguration. It was all fake. this whole thing is crazy. So people are stupid.
So what's an ankle bracelet?
Yeah, Oprah, everybody's got ankle bracelets. People have always... I'm not kidding. It's been like 5 years of people claiming that people have ankle bracelets or that they're being held in Guantanamo.
Really?
And it's like the first time anyone is shown to have an ankle bracelet or being held in Guantanamo will be the first time that anyone is shown. This never, nothing ever comes from this.
No,
so.
It sounds ridiculous.
It's just, it's dumb. Adi.
Anyway.
Anyway, we also got an email, doubledungeon@hotmail.com, which I am about to read.
Write us.
Yeah, give us an email. We got an email from listener Mike. Hey, Double Dungeon. Do you think that Nelly was being Nostradamus-like when he rapped the lyrics, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Let Me Hear You Now, in his classic hit from the year 2000, Country Grammar? He included a clip of the video, which I don't need to hear because I know that song so well.
Yeah.
I ask because the fact that they have both been outspoken people during the pandemic, as well as the fact that the album is sick. And finally, if this is true, shouldn't people be looking for clues in his music and try to decipher future global disasters? Thanks, Double Dungeon. Bye. In response to this, I think that Nelly was definitely channeling some kind of psychic energy.
Wow.
Tapping into the future events of the world.
Really?
And I think we should be listening to Nelly's album, trying to find more. What do you think?
Wow. I mean, like, honestly or...
Not honestly. No. Whichever's more fun.
Okay. I mean, like, yeah, we gotta start analyzing.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
There's definitely more. That can't be it.
I'm gonna put the lyrics into a super quantum computer, and we're gonna find all of the predictions.
I'll like count the letters in each line, and then I'll make them equivalent to other letters in a different order, then we're on our way.
Numerological. It's gonna be genius. Yeah. This is
Got
a great
it.
Idea. I have a story that we're about to talk about.
Oh.
I'm hitting all the buttons. Adi, I had my hopefully last visit ever with one of the weirdest doctors I've ever been to.
Don't use his name.
I won't. So I got a CAT scan last week. I talked about drinking the juice on the episode last week.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote me 2 days later and said, the results are in, results are normal, come see me, I'm booking you for the last appointment of the night on Monday.
Okay.
So I wrote back, okay, I'll be there. I showed up, first of all, it's in Manhattan, so I had to go to Manhattan. I showed up, there was one other person in the office, there was one other patient waiting. There was a security guard and the nurse, or receptionist, I should say. So I go in, I do the whole thing, pay cash, because he's cash only. We got to remember that.
Yeah.
Get my receipt. I go and I sit down. I was scheduled for 7:45. It's like 7:40 at that point. And there's another guy ahead of me. So he takes that last guy. I'm still waiting. It's like 7:50, 7:55 rolls around. And I'm starting to be like, what is going on here? Then the security guard and the receptionist both put their jackets on and are like getting ready to leave. And I'm like, I thought this office, what is going on here? I have an appointment. And they're like, don't worry, the doctor's going to see you. They start leaving. The nurse or the receptionist, she dressed like a nurse. That's why I keep saying that. She goes out the back door and the security guard is like, oh, don't worry. Don't be scared. We have cameras all over this office.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And then I'm starting to get it in my head. I figured it out, Adi. This was a hit job. This is like a Columbo style hit. He's going to off me.
Yeah.
And then they're going to put me in the garbage disposal. I don't know why exactly, but I did something, obviously.
That's scary.
Yeah. So the security guard, he's like, don't worry, we got cameras all over. And then he goes, and it's got one of those like curved doors that open. What are they called? Like that?
The doors. Sliding doors?
Sliding doors. He goes and he's like locking it. And he's like, don't worry, the doctor will take you out. Oh, and I'm like, wait, what? No, this is a mafia hit. And he's like, yeah, he'll take you out through the side. And I was like, whoa,
oh,
okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So then it's like 8:05 and I hear him finishing up with the other patient and I hear him going out through the other door.
Yeah.
And then it's just me and the doctor. And I'm like, oh man, he's going to kill me. He's definitely going to kill me. And so then he takes me into the office. We do our introductions, whatever, or, you know, greetings. And he just hands me like a big packet of all of the test results that I've been waiting for. I needed these test results. And he's like, I'm going to just refer you to this other person that's a pancreas specialist.
Yeah.
Because I'm not quite sure what's going on. And he's like, you're not a big opioid user, are you? And I'm like, no. And you should have asked this like the first time I was in here.
Just by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the whole thing was just a disaster. So finally, I finished up with him.
But you got your packet.
He was like, oh, here, this is the doctor you're going to see. Brings it up on his computer screen. And he's like, take a picture with your phone so you can give her a call. And I'm like, this is real professional.
Awesome.
Thanks. And then he's like giving me notes. And I'm like, can I borrow a pen? I didn't realize I was going to need to take these notes. Anyway, so we finish up.
It's like Columbo.
He's like, you know, you could just stop now, but I think you should take it one step further and go. And I'm like, yes, I'm in pain. I need to see somebody else. Can I please?
It's like pretty much daily pain.
Yeah. And so anyway, we finish up and he's like, all right, let me let you out. And we go to the exit door and he's like, all right, so I need you to make a left at the vacuum cleaner.
What?
To get out. And I was like, okay, great. So finally leave. And then I'm like, I saw him for like literally less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that was like the fifth time I had seen him. And I'm paying out of pocket to see him each time. And it's like, what is going on? Yeah, this guy, he's a real scam artist. That's all I got to say. So anyway.
Him and Dewey.
I'm done with him. Glad. But yeah, him and Dewey are the two scam artists. But I'm very glad to be done. And now I'm on to the next one, I guess. This is never ending.
Hope it goes better.
Never ending gut problems. Daily Double. So was it yesterday that was Women's Day? What is it called? International Women's Day?
Yeah.
Women's Celebration Day, something like that. And I was listening to the radio, as I usually do. And I was listening to the classic rock radio, and they were celebrating Women's Day. They had Joan Jett on, which is fantastic. But they were also celebrating it by playing songs by women artists like Heart, Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, Greenpoint Zone, Pat Benatar. But then they were also celebrating Women's Day by playing songs about women. So it was like,
they just needed more.
Yeah, they were. It was a lot of filler. Yeah, there was a lot of
they didn't prepare for Women's Day.
It was a lot of just like random songs about random named women.
The content of those songs really.
It was pretty hilarious. So it was like Rod Stewart, that Maggie, and then the Beatles one that I can't think of off the top of my head, but they played a Beatles one that was literally just like, because they use a woman's name. No, it wasn't Lucy. Almost make more sense than the one they picked.
Eleanor Rigby?
It wasn't that one either. That's a good one.
Man, which one am I missing?
It's something. Anyway, the point is, they were just playing a bunch of random.
Michelle?
No, that one would make sense too.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that one. It was a different one. I'll have to keep thinking about it. You can just shout it out at any point during the remainder of the episode. Anyway, it was pretty ridiculous. So they celebrated women. You're contagious. The weather has completely warmed up. It was fantastic out today. It was clear and like 60 degrees almost.
Oh yeah, it was great.
I went for a lot of long walks because it was so nice out, and I have to say, because the warm weather really brings out the idiots in vehicles. I was walking up and down Manhattan Avenue, and there were people driving back and forth in their stupid souped-up cars, just like, and it's like you're going from stoplight to stoplight at the end of the block, and they're like, but there was one going left, one going right, And then there was a guy on a motorcycle that was being extremely loud as well, with no helmet on, and he wasn't even touching the handlebars, also, like, riding around being an idiot. So,
great.
It's that time of year. Great. The idiots are out and about again.
Woo!
I want to talk about the junk that I found today. I found a good amount of junk this week. I found
got more stuff.
I'm going to start with I found like 9 Xbox original Xbox games, including such terrible titles as NHL 2002, mm-hmm. NBA Live 2002. These are all sports games. I'm going to just get rid of these. But I did find in that same box, I found a copy of Shrek, which is actually supposed to be all right for Xbox. I found Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, which is supposed to be great. I found Lego Star Wars sealed, weirdly sealed.
Like, that's weird.
Who buys a game and then doesn't open it? I don't know. Uh-huh. And then some
present?
Batman and Spider-Man games. I don't know. So I'm going to try and trade some of those off. I found a pair of Dickies overalls in a slightly larger size than I would normally wear. But at the same time, I'm going to see if they're comfortable because sometimes... Because of the way I'm built, sometimes overalls are slightly too small in the hips.
Yeah.
And too big in the gut, I think is right. So I'm going to try those on. In the thigh. That's where it is.
Yeah,
they're
too
too small in the thigh. So we'll see if that works out. I found you something, too. I found you. Oh, that was last week. I found you a little skirt.
Did you do Wii skirt. Sports this week?
Or yeah, that was it. That was this week, too. I found a copy of unopened copy again.
Very strange.
Of Wii Sports. Yeah. Well, that came with the console, and I can actually believe...
Yeah, but who doesn't want to open it?
I can believe that one more than somebody that went out and bought a specific game and didn't open it. That's weird to me.
Yeah,
And then I did find a slightly water-damaged adult magazine, which is weird, but I picked it up because I was very excited because it says on the cover, Lady Wrestling with Andy Kaufman.
All right.
And this is it's a 1980 magazine, and it was actually... I was reading through, there's an interesting article on a vehicle I had never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, it's like a bubble with 3 wheels, and it can fit 4 people inside, and it's fantastic. I really like reading...
We got to show a picture at some point.
Yeah, I'll have to find one.
Yeah.
I like reading magazines from a long time ago because they are like little time capsules.
Definitely.
Because they cover stuff that you would never hear about otherwise because they're covering what's hot right then.
Mm-hmm.
Even if like the top 10% of things that were mentioned at any point in time remain in pop culture, that means 90% of everything falls off at some point in time and you'll never hear about it again.
Yeah.
So, that car is really cool. And the Andy Kaufman thing is funny. It's an interview with him talking about why it's him being the ultimate wrestling bad guy.
Okay.
That's why he was wrestling women, is because he's scared that men might hurt him. And it was a good gimmick. That's why I really wanted to pick it up.
Yeah.
I always liked that part of Andy Kaufman's career. So, very excited. New York Times came out saying that California has the best bagels in the country.
Uh-huh.
This is the New York Times. I think they're just trying to be needlessly provocative.
Yeah.
However,
I agree.
I said, if this is true, if California bagels are in fact better than New York bagels, I think that it's less of a commendation of California bagels so much as it is an indictment of the state of current New York bagels.
Hmm.
Because I have not had an excellent bagel in New York in quite a while. I don't eat a lot of bagels, number one.
Same.
But number two, the bagel quality just in general is terrible. We've ranted before, but there's a new bagel place in our neighborhood, and the bagels are like, they're like little dough balls with no hole in the center. There's no...
Yeah.
That's not a bagel. I don't know what that is, but it's not a bagel. Yeah,
even places that we talk about used to be really good and we could rely on them are no longer, you know.
Exactly. So...
I don't know what's happening. What's happening?
I just think that... I'm not even sure. It's... The issue with bagels, maybe it's just that people got so caught up in like the rainbow bagel, unicorn bagel that learned like making a regular bagel fell out of fashion.
Yeah, so. I think there are more places that offer bagels that also double as mainly like just sandwich shops and other things. And I feel like I've not seen as many just bagel places
you
can rely on.
Exactly. Like even
make just a good plain bagel.
Even the places that are bagel shops that open as just a bagel shop. A lot of the new ones also have like a grill and will make you like other kinds of sandwiches too.
Yeah.
Which you're making bagels.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got bread. Why are you using Heroes? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
So, not good. I do want to try a California bagel. I don't know what that.
I know we went to Philly and we liked
the Philly. I liked that Philly bagel, even though some people said it was too hard. No, I don't know why.
I was into it.
I thought it was great. You're contagious. All right. Last segment, time to talk about food.
Whoa.
So we mentioned on last show that I wanted to make a tuna casserole. And I did make a tuna casserole. And I did it according to the... I did it from scratch. I didn't use the canned mushroom soup. I did it according to the Food Wishes recipe. And how did you feel about it?
Well, we had mixed feelings on it. I liked it.
You liked it.
It was a casserole.
I thought it was disgusting.
Because it was a casserole.
I was really not into it. But the second day, I will say the second day, I liked it more when it was reheated because it kind of toasted all over. And
oh, yeah, that was better. That was better. Love those textures.
But overall, I just don't think I like casseroles. But I do want to try it again. I am going to try it again with like turkey a la king ingredients. So turkey, peas, corn.
I'm excited.
I think that would be good with egg noodles baked.
Mm, yeah.
I think that
would be really good. That sounds great.
I also wanted to, I had a memory earlier that I wanted to bring up. Which was before I really knew how to cook when I was a little kid. One of the first things I remember preparing for myself when nobody was around to cook for me, other than quesadillas, obviously. That was like, everybody knew how to make quesadillas. But we would get these buns from King Soopers or Safeway. And they were like kind of a little bit crusty buns. And I would stick my finger in one end and make like a little hole. And then at the time, for some reason, we always had Munster cheese on hand. So I would cut a big slice of Munster cheese and like bend it in half to make like a little tube.
Mm-hmm.
And I would shove it in the hole in the bun that I just made. And then I would put that on a plate and I would microwave it for like 15 seconds. So it was basically like a piece of bread with hot cheese inside and you would rip it open and you would dip the bread in the cheese.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh man, this is real cooking. This is the best. Yeah. I felt very confident about my cooking skills when I did that. As a stupid kid. Howdy.
Yes.
I think we can get out of here. What do you think?
All right.